When I was in Ireland, yeah, this summer, I met somebody who has been doing zazen for about, I don't know, 15 years, and a woman, and she asked me about a problem she has when she does zazen. She sits in the lotus position with her foot like that, and she puts her hands on top of her of this foot, I think, one of her feet, and like this. But when that happens, her foot goes asleep. The foot becomes numb, and it's a difficult. She finds it a bit difficult. So she wanted to know if there's some way to kind of improve that situation. Should she move her foot or move her hands?
He has such kind of freedom.
So is it good to move the feet, the toes?
Yes, there is no problem. And if it is necessary, he can change right and left.
And usually when we keep our hands, is it necessary to keep them on our feet,
This tops is in front of the navel. So someone touch the hand on the feet, but someone is separate from feet. The each person's figure or body, there is some kind of difference.
I see. So it's not necessary to keep the hands on the feet.
Place is the tops of thumbs should be in front of the navel.
So sometimes we have to keep our hands like this.
Elbow should be placed like this. Not like this, but not this like.
Out against.
Yes. Yeah. Therefore, we should shoulder relaxed.
Relax shoulder. And keep our elbows out.
Yes. Tight. Yes. Okay. Yes. That is.
And the feet is separate from the hands. It's.
Relying upon the each person's figure. Robe body, someone touch on the feet, someone separate from the feet.
I see. In your case, do you keep your hands on your feet, or do you keep them separate from?
I usually separate from the feet.
I see.
So criteria is that this top is in front of the navel.
Does it take some effort to keep your hands like this?
No, it's a relaxed shoulder, and keep it easily.
I see. And so if our feet fall asleep when we're doing zazen, we should move. Maybe it's good to.
Yes. There is no problem.
Thank you very much.